Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Today is the 24th of November, 2022. I hope you're enjoying your traditional Thanksgiving with your pumpkin pie and your turkey and your stuffing. Take a bite from me, will you? Anyway, today we're working through the 19th chapter of Acts today. I'm going to make some comments about it, and then I'm going to turn it over to Mark and have him read the entire chapter for us. I have a question for you before we get started. Have you ever thought about if we didn't have the Holy Spirit, you would never be born again? If we didn't have the Holy Spirit, you would never have experienced the new birth. You say, well, why are you bringing that up? Well, because the fact is a lot of people blaspheme the Holy Spirit by giving credit to their free will. It's the Holy Spirit's work to cause us to be born again, and I refer you to John 3, where he told Nicodemus, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. You must be born again. That's what he told Nicodemus. Now, in this chapter 19, it came to pass that Apollos was at Corinth. Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. And he said to them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Think about that. And he said unto them, what were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon him, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Well, when Paul laid his hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost, they were born again by the Spirit of God, not through their own free will. Okay? And it says, all the men were about 12, and we went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but speak evil that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from him, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preached. And there were 7 sons, one Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against him, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks dwelling at Ephesus, and the fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together, burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them, and they found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Well, after these things, Paul purposed in his spirit when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I've been there, I must also see Rome. So he went unto Macedonia, 2 of them that ministered unto him, Timothy and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. At the same time there arose no small stir about that way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith, which made silver shrines for Diana, bought no small gain unto the craftsmen. When he called together with a workman of like occupation, and said, Sirs, we know that by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, we see and hear that not alone at Ephesus, but also throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they be no gods which are made with hands. So they, not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also they, that the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised, and her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. And when they had heard these things, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, Great is Diana, the Ephesians. And the whole city was filled with confusion. And having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord into the theater. And when Paul would have entered into the people, the disciples suffered him not. And certain of the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not adventure himself into the theater. Some therefore cried out one thing and another, some another, for the assembly was confused, and the more part knew not whether they were come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, the Jews putting him forward, and Alexander beckoned with the hand, and he would have made his defense unto the people. But when they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice about the space of 2 hours cried, Great is Diana, the Ephesians. And when the town's clerk had appeased the people, he said, Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that worshipeth not how that the city of Ephesus is the worshipper of the great goddess Diana and of the image which fell down from Jupiter? Seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against, ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly, for ye have brought hither these men which are neither robbers or churchers, nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Wherefore, if Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him have a matter against any man, the law is open, and there are deputies. Let them plead one another. But if you inquire anything concerning other matters, it shall be determined in a lawful assembly, for we are in danger to be called into question for this day's uproar, there being no cause whereby we may give an account of this concourse. And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. Well, here we have an account. What started this, all this ruckus? Well, what started the whole ruckus was a man's money was in jeopardy. He was a silversmith, and he was making all these silver gods, and Paul was speaking out against idolatry, and his financial situation was in jeopardy because Paul was preaching against this silver idolatry, and this brought the whole city in an uproar against Paul and what he was teaching. Well, that's the same thing today. You know, when you start preaching against the idolatry of Ishtar, bunny rabbits, and chickadees, and Easter bunnies, and you start preaching against Christmas idolatries, go into any Walmart store. I was in Walmart store the other day, and there was like 15 aisles of Christmas idolatry. I felt like I'd gone into Athens, where all the idolatry was. And here, you know, we see that these people were also that had come to believe in Christ and so on. Their hearts were changed, weren't they? They even burned their books. That's what we need to be doing today, is burning all these self-help books and self-actualization and psycho-cybernetics and how to win friends and influence people and Think and Grow Rich and Rich Dad Poor Dad, and just take them all out and burn them. You know, that's all a bunch of lies. And idolatry is more present today than it's ever been. And if someone speaks out against it, then they're a legalist. You know, when you speak against idolatry, you're called a legalist. Okay, I heard a guy the other day promoting putting money in the lottery. And then the guy said, well, some of it goes to education. Well, what kind of education is it going to? You know, it's absolutely asinine to think that someone would promote the lottery and saying, well, is this better than eating a Snickers candy bar? It's better for you. Okay. Oh, wow. You know, Paul spoke against these things. He spoke against idolatry, against false worship. you know. And he certainly spoke against education. He called all of his education dung, did he not? Well, that's my thoughts this morning. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and let him read the entire chapter to you. As he reads this, just think about today and all the idolatry going on around the Christmas season. And we see that Santa Claus bowing down before the manger scene, you know. And while people are talking about a jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way, you know, they also are singing "O Holy Night" at the same time, and the next song is "O Holy Night," and then "Little Drummer Boy," and then they want to sing, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and then "Jolly Old St. Nicholas, Lean Your Ear This Way, Don't You Tell a Single Soul What I'm Gonna Say." I'm gonna turn it over to Mark.
Acts chapter 19. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." He said unto them, "Under what then were you baptized?" And they said unto John's baptism. And said Paul, "John verily baptized the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that he is on Christ Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. All the men were about 12, and he went to the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. When divers were hardened, believed not, but spake evil that way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. This continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which were in Asia heard the word Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks, and God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases parted from them. The evil spirits went out of them, and certain of the vagabond Jews, Exodus, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth." And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief the priest, which did so. The evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them, prevailed against them, so they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, in the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men, and counted the price of them, and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. After these things were ended, Paul proposed in the spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I had been there, I must also see Rome." So he sent to Macedonia 2 of them that ministered unto them, Timotheus and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. Same time there arose no small stir about that way. For a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith which made silver shrines for Diana, brought no small gain unto the craftsmen, whom he called together with the workmen of occupation, and said, "Sirs, you know by this craft we have our wealth. Moreover, you see and hear that not alone Ephesus, but also throughout all Asia, Does Paul have persuaded and turned away much people saying that there be no gods which are made with hands? So that not only this our craft is in danger to be set at naught, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana should be despised. Her magnificence should be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worshipeth. When they heard these things, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, Great is Diana and the pigeons. And the whole city was filled with confusion, and having caught Gaius and Aristarchus, men of Macedonia, and Paul's companions in travel, they rushed with one accord to the theater. And Paul would have entered in to the people, the disciples suffered him not. Certain of the chief Asia, which were his friends, sent unto him, desiring him that he would not venture himself into the theater. Some therefore cried one thing, one another, for the assembly was confused. The more knew not wherefore they were come together. And they drew Alexander out of the multitude, and the Jews, putting him forward, Alexander beckoned with the hand, would have made his defense unto the people. When they knew that he was a Jew, all with one voice, about the space of 2 hours, cried out, Great is Diana of the Ephesians. And when the town clerk had appeased the people, he said, Ye men of Ephesus, what man is there that knoweth not how in the city of the Ephesians are worshipped for the great goddess Diana? Image which fell down from Jupiter, seeing then that these things cannot be spoken against. Ye ought to be quiet and do nothing rashly. For ye brought hither these men, and which are neither robbers of churches, nor yet blasphemers of your goddess. Wherefore Demetrius and the craftsmen which are with him have a matter against any man. The law is open, their deputies let them plead one another. But if ye inquire anything concerning other matters, it's determined in the lawful assembly. For we are in danger to be called in question for the state of uproar, that be no cause whereby we may give an account in this concourse. And when he had thus spoken, he dismissed the assembly. Yes.